is Carl Barron. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find his CV in this this booklet. It's 1.5 pages, and I can't summarize that, so I apologize for that. Well, it is most impressive. So America came first, fortunately, in Professor Peter Kutzen. We also have a long CV, so he came a close second. But in any case, he's not a speaker tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce Carl Barron. He is the president of the International Consortium for Law and Religion Studies, and also the head of International Center for Law and Religion Studies. Carl, it's a pleasure to introduce you, and you also have 5 minutes.
Well, I can only apologize. I must be on good terms with my administrative assistant who put the things in, so she should have cut a bit more out, I think. Anyway, it's a great privilege for me to be here with you, with each of you in this beautiful setting of Stellenbosch. I grew up in mountain valleys in Western America, so I have a particular sensitivity for the splendor of mountain grandeur. I've always resonated with a line from T.S. Eliot's The Opening of the Wasteland, where he says, in the mountains you feel free. And so I think that's a particularly appropriate kind of setting for what we're doing here. I feel special appreciation from our colleagues of the law faculty and the theology faculty. They seem to exemplify the ways the law and religion can work together, and so we have the benefit not only of wonderful organizational work, but also exemplifying what we're trying to do. Beyond that, I feel uniquely privileged to be in the presence of really one of the great judicial figures of our time. Some of the justices of the United States Supreme Court oppose the use of comparative constitutional law in their judgments, arguing that it is an American document that they are interpreting and they shouldn't be imposing values from other countries. I think this is remarkably short-sighted. Of course, I do teach comparative constitutional law, so I have a little stake in this, but I just think it's paradoxical that these committed originalists resist the example of the constitutional founders in our country, who are all very cosmopolitan, and were anxious to drink in what they could learn from other countries, from other times. And I think it's a great tribute to South Africa that they explicitly call for that kind of analysis in the Constitution. So it's wonderful for that reason to be here as well. What I think is needed is more than simply broad knowledge of different legal rules and the infinite variety of human problems that judges face. Early in my career, I had the opportunity to take a seminar, faculty seminar at Berkeley with David Dauber, one of the great scholars of Roman law and Jewish law. And there was another person in the seminar who was a very renowned rabbi in his own right. And one day I was talking to him and I said, well, tell me, what it means to be a rabbi? He said, no, it's not really very important. It just means that you're a judge in Israel. But then he said, what matters is whether you have stature. And I've thought a lot about that. What does it mean to have stature? And I think that if I were to, Peter asked me to talk about a little bit about what we see and what we're trying to do, both the international organization that I am the president of, really created by a wonderful man some of you know, Silvio Ferrari, really a great figure in promoting religious freedom and understanding law and religion. And then my own center, which has been in existence for about 15 years, again, working on building more knowledge about law and religion at a time when it's become a more critical issue for, I think, all of us. Building knowledge, building relationships, so that genuine law reform and genuine improvement can happen. As I think about what brings stature, I think back over years and just realize some things I've learned watching people like you, watching people like Judge learning from them. One of the things you learn over time is that things like constitutions are not written on paper and pencil. They're written with courage, with commitment, with sacrifice, and with vision. It's not fanatical commitment. It's not zeal without knowledge, or even worse, without judgment. It's takes empathy, understanding, and deep and genuine respect for other people. And I think that's what this kind of event helps bring about. We need people who really deeply understand the role that religion plays in society, the role that how law and religion interact. One of our friends, Gerhard, as many of you would know, I remember him talking once and saying, religion is a little bit like love. It causes a lot of the worst problems on earth, but no one would want to abolish it. And I think if there's something like that. We're dealing with one of the most fundamental aspects of human life, human existence. Different people react and experience it in different ways. There needs to be room. We need to be able to learn from each other. And we need to have people with sophisticated understanding, with sympathetic understanding, and people with stature who can really make a difference in the field. So with that, I turn the time back so we can listen to someone who really has stature, Judge Sachs.